back to Happy Porch Radio, the podcast for ambitious agency leaders. This season is all about Umbraco, the friendly CMS. Join your host, Barry O'Kane, as he talks to web agency leaders and Umbraco experts about the challenges and opportunities that a specific technology like Umbraco brings to our agencies.
Welcome to another episode of Happy Porch Radio Season 2, the season that is all about Umbraco. This week we meet another cool agency, Cypha, who are based in Sydney, Australia. I speak to Dan, who founded Cypha 4 years ago. Amongst a number of other topics, we discuss why they use Umbraco, the different types of projects where they have found Umbraco to be a great fit, and the challenges of using Umbraco, and much, much more. This is a really fun and wide-ranging conversation. So let's get right to it and meet Dan.
Yeah, so Cypha was founded by myself about 4 years ago now. And the idea was to create a digital-only offering. In the past, I've worked at a number of integrated agencies, and digital has always been the forefront for us and what we do. So we needed to position ourselves to be able to stay at the forefront of that. And obviously, creating our own company is the best way to do that. So we've been around about 4 years. As I said, we work with a number of clients in a number of different industries, from sporting to financial services to insurance to property investing. So quite a different selection of clients. We also do quite a bit in the education space. So for a number of clients, we develop a number of mobile applications. And funny enough, we actually use Umbraco a number of times to power CMSs connected to mobile applications. So we do use Umbraco quite heavily for a number of different clients.
Awesome. That's really interesting. And so what would you say is your strength, is your focus? What, with so many different types of clients and projects you've just described there, what is the agency really, what's the real strength that you bring to the table?
It would be that mashup of creative and technology. So getting the creative right and the user experience right and making sure the technology can deliver that effectively. A number of times we've seen solutions where, you know, we're using technology for technology's sake and the user experience may not live up to what it needs to in order to make the most of that technology, and also vice versa. So for us, we have a strong partnership between creative and UX and technology. So getting that balance right to make sure that we deliver results for clients.
Awesome. Yeah, that's something I feel really passionate about, rather than the coolness of technology or for its own sake, like you say, but focusing on what it can actually do. Awesome. So why Umbraco? Or is Umbraco something you've always worked with, or was it added?
So traditionally, I've come from a Microsoft background. So .NET has always been, you know, where we like to play. And as an agency, we're a Microsoft partner and we work a lot in .NET. We also do some PHP work and a number of different other technologies, but .NET is kind of a core offering that we have. So Umbraco obviously is a good fit because, for one, it's free, and two, it's easily extendable. So for our developers, we can get in and make changes and put plugins in and do what we need to do. And it allows us to do that in a way that's cost effective for clients.
And what's the decision-making process around, you know, where Umbraco gets used for some projects and other tools and other platforms get used for other projects?
Usually it's best fit, I guess. So looking at the requirements and what the client is trying to accomplish, and then looking at what, I guess firstly we'd look at Umbraco and go, okay, does Umbraco fit? Is it a good fit for this client? And if it is, then we'd look at seeing how we could use that and whether it's just a simple site or whether we need to look at a few other plugins to help kind of extend it, or whether the client wants something a little bit special or they need some type of custom work. So it really varies depending on what the client requirements are.
And are you able to share any examples of that? You mentioned using it as a CMS for mobile apps, and can you share any specific stories and examples?
So we've worked on a iOS and Android application for the ABC, and that was designed for kids, primary and secondary kids. So they have a program called ABC Splash, which is a number of resources, so video resources for kids across a number of different subjects. So we created a mobile application version of that, which pulled in all of this content, so housed it on the device. Kids could then go through and view this content and then answer a number of quizzes and do a few tests and things off the back of that content, earn badges and unlock additional content, as well as, you know, compare scores with friends and things like that. So it was created as a tool for kids to use in class and at home, but also for teachers to use in classes as well. And all of that content was powered by an Umbraco backend. So we would go in and edit the content, creating assets and badges and things like that, and upload them to the CMS. And then when the apps would connect to Wi-Fi, they would then resync and get the latest content. So we would use Umbraco as that interface for the client to manage the content. And then we created a custom API that sits between the app and the CMS that allowed the data to go back and forth.
Awesome. And that is, so you're describing it's unique content that your client, the ABC or the editors, put into Umbraco?
Yes, correct.
So just to give us a kind of a comparison, another example or story of where you've maybe used Umbraco in a different selection of criteria?
Yeah, so we've used it for a number of smaller clients that just need a good solid CMS to manage their content. We've also used it for another client where we integrated a lot of third-party data sources as well. So a bit of a bigger build that we had to look at integrating with a number of third-party sources. So we used Umbraco as well off the back of that to power the content. We have used a couple of the e-commerce plugins. I haven't really found anything that I'm massively happy with in the world of e-commerce, but we have used that before as well.
Yeah, that's something you mentioned in the questionnaire as well with the e-commerce thing. Is that you're not happy with it in comparison to alternatives, or just that, you know, in and of themselves, you're not happy with them?
Yeah, I think compared to other e-commerce platforms, it's, yeah, cost-wise as well, sometimes there's a bit of a hefty price tag with it. So it suits some clients and some doesn't, but the clients that do have the budget, then we'd go for something a little bit bigger.
And just on that vein then, so obviously you've got a big range of the types of projects and different types of things you've done with Umbraco, as well as touching briefly on the e-commerce challenges. What would you say are the challenges? Like, where is Umbraco for you and your experience? Has it been, you know, the limitations been?
Probably when it comes to doing a little bit more than Umbraco is designed for. So looking at, say, marketing automation or personalization, looking at, you know, A-B split testing certain content and creating some user journeys and things like that. So I do believe there's a number of add-ons that support that as well. We haven't looked at any of them at this stage, but normally when we're having conversations like that with clients, at this stage we're ruling out Umbraco, but I do believe there's a few things in the pipeline for that, and there is a couple of add-ons out there, as I said, but it's not something we've explored at this stage. But I'd love to see that in there, and I'd love to see e-commerce tightly integrated as well.
And what about from your client's point of view? Is Umbraco like part of the conversation? Is something people request or part of the sales process? Or is it just merely one of the tools in the toolbox?
We don't have a lot of clients that know about it. Those that have researched kind of .NET-based CMSs will have an understanding of it. A lot of other clients we find, you know, they don't really know much about it. So it becomes a, you know, recommendation from our side on saying, you know, this is what we recommend as a good fit and this is why we recommend it. You know, a lot of clients aren't really shouting for it at this stage.
One thing I forgot to mention at the start is you guys are based in Sydney, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So is there a large Umbraco presence? Like, is there a community? Is it well known amongst clients? Or, as you say, are a lot of clients, is it new to clients when it comes up in the conversation?
I'd probably say maybe 30 to 40% of clients have heard of it. And I do know a number of development agencies around that are using it. But a lot of those agencies are working across, you know, all of the .NET kind of based CMSs. So Umbraco is just one of those. But there is a number of Umbraco partners that are in the area like us. So it is a strong tool that a lot of agencies are using at the moment.
Do you get any pushback from clients, or particularly clients who maybe you say, you know, you do that recommendation process, but they haven't heard of Umbraco? Do you ever have any challenges with that conversation or pushback?
Not a lot. It's only if a client comes in with a preconception of a CMS they want to use. So if they're coming in with, oh, you know, we like WordPress, we want to use WordPress. So that's something we try to talk them out of. And then it comes down to kind of giving them a bit of a demo and showing them how Umbraco works and showing them how easy it is for them to manage content. Because I think Umbraco is quite easy for clients to use. We've never really had clients getting confused about how to use it. And we generally provide a bit of a manual on how to manage certain content elements. But we've never really had any clients have issues with getting confused or not understanding the UI or anything like that. And I think if you look at something like the Umbraco UI to manage content, then you look at the WordPress UI to manage content, it's a lot more streamlined. It's a lot easier for clients to get a hold of.
Yeah, and I'd like to sort of maybe just dig into that a little bit more. So client has a preconception or hasn't heard of Umbraco before. What are the examples of those, you know, how you might actually explain, how do that recommendation?
Yeah, so obviously, depending on the client, cost is a big issue. But if you're comparing it with something like WordPress, then they're not expecting to pay anyway. The ease of use, so being able to manage content quite quickly. The workflows are quite popular as well, so being able to set people as content editors and group content, things like that. Also, the speed that we can actually get something in market for a client using Umbraco. So we can, you know, get them up and running fairly quickly. So speed to market, cost, easy to use, they're pretty much the big selling points. And also .NET as a framework. So talking about having something that has the support of, you know, Microsoft and is a proven development platform with strong foundations. And not to say that PHP doesn't, but the coding fundamentals between the two are quite different.
And so is open source a factor purely from the cost, or is there any positives or negatives when you say it's open source, as like WordPress and some of the other tools as well?
There doesn't seem to be. There doesn't seem to be any, you know, any issues about going down the open source route. For us, we sell it as a positive because it allows us to extend the platform. So they're not previously clients that have worked with, you know, larger kind of off the shelf type CMSs, they struggle with trying to make changes or trying to adapt it to work for their requirements. So Umbraco has a selling point that we can actually extend it and do what we need to customize it for each client if we need to do that.
So as part of that process, you're going back to something you said at the start about technology being, you know, used, you choose the tools for to bring the results and combine it with the UX and the creative and the other elements that you're strong in. How big of a part of that conversation is when you're saying, you know, we recommend you use Umbraco, here's the reasons, let's do a demo and so on. Is that something that's kind of tacked on the end of the conversation, or is that, do you do that as part of pitches? You know, where does it fit into the actual conversation with the clients?
So during initial conversation, it's not really something we mention unless they ask. Once we've got a good understanding of what the client's after, we can then present that as part of that proposal. So as part of the proposal, we present what the approach is going to be from a UX design and a technical approach. And that's when we would provide a recommendation to the CMS based on what they've told us and what we think is the best fit for them.
Awesome. And then at the other end of the project scale, do you provide ongoing like support? Do the relationships work on project basis, or how do the majority of your Umbraco business, you know, the actual contracts work?
I'd say majority of the Umbraco contracts generally don't require a lot of maintenance. We have a small level of support, more for enhancing or making kind of UI changes or anything like that. But when it comes to the actual CMS and managing of content, most clients are pretty self-sufficient. We have a handful that do have maintenance attached to them, but a lot of the time that's mainly because they just don't have time to manage the content, or they don't want to manage the content. So, but majority of our clients self-manage their Umbraco setups.
And then just to move to change tack slightly and talk a little bit about operational or internal stuff, and obviously don't share anything if you don't want to, but how's the team structured within the agency? Do you separate, how big is the technical versus creative and so on?
Yeah, so we've got a team of 10 at the moment, which is a mix of producers, designers and developers. So obviously the UX guys go through their bit, and then the designers and developers work collaboratively on kind of taking that and bringing that to life and making sure that everything's feasible off the back of that. And then, you know, going back to the client and reviewing, making sure that that's the right approach before we then proceed into design and development. But everyone works quite collaboratively on the process. We are a small team, we're all quite close, and we make sure that everyone's across all the projects as they're going through.
And then from the Umbraco point of view, do your producers and the creative team, are they closely involved with, you know, using the tool Umbraco? Do they have a particular, you know, thoughts or opinions on Umbraco as a tool, or is it purely the developers that focus on that?
No, so we've got content managers and producers that actually do use Umbraco on a regular basis for a lot of the clients, including a number of times setting up initial content as well. So, and ultimately they're the ones that are testing the applications as well to make sure that, you know, the content that they're adding behaves the way that it's supposed to, and making sure the devs have kind of wired up stuff properly. So yeah, definitely everyone is across it, from managing content to designing doc types and things like that, and then developing it and bringing it to life.
Do you feel that the team feels particularly strongly about Umbraco versus some of the other tooling, or that it's just one of the tools?
No, I'd say it's definitely one of the favorite tools. It probably is used across 80% of our projects. So everyone's quite familiar with it. Everyone's quite comfortable with it. So you know, there's no objections when we say, okay, we're doing another Embraco install. It's, you know, everyone's quite comfortable in that space, and you know, it's quite well received compared to a number of other CMSs.
Compared to, for example, WordPress or some of the PHP or some of the more open source, the larger communities of developers in some of the other open source tooling, how does your experience of Embraco, like recruiting for people who know and understanding Embraco, training and keeping on top of the technology?
Well, for our Embraco devs, we generally get them to go through the certification process. So that keeps us as a partner as well. So we know the guys are trained in the best way that they can be to make sure that we deliver the best across Embraco. Obviously staying in touch with, you know, the forums and chatting to the community and making sure that we're up to date with the releases and things like that. Recruitment, not so much. I think the beauty of being, you know, a .NET based CMS that runs MVC and works quite well is that any you know, .NET developer that, you know, knows what they're doing can pick up Embraco quite easily. So the learning curve is not that steep compared to a few other CMSs. So recruitment-wise, I think if someone's familiar with it to a degree, then that's a bonus. There is a small handful of people that are already quite skilled with Embraco, but a lot of people we find are kind of just have, you know, a couple of sites here or there and can find their way through. But, you know, it's quite easy to fill in the gaps that we find with good people.
Just before we finish up, is there anything else that you think, you know, the conversations that come up regularly or opportunities that where Embraco might, thinking about the future of your agency, where Embraco might be part of some future opportunities, is there anything else that you that you'd like to add?
Yeah, it probably focuses around the things I mentioned before. So e-commerce, so getting a tightly integrated e-commerce offering, and also, you know, the marketing automation stuff and personalization and split testing and things like that. I think that could definitely benefit a number of our clients and, you know, get the product up there closer with, you know, the Kentico's and the Sitecore type offerings. I think it'd be nice to kind of see some of that work go in.
So that's really interesting. So, and version 8 of Embraco is promised to have variations and some personalization stuff. So that's pretty exciting from that point of view. Touching on the marketing automation, because you mentioned that before, is that something, or how do you deal with those sorts of that part of the service for existing Embraco projects?
Well, at the moment, we'd probably look at another platform, but it is on the radar to kind of explore that a little bit more with Embraco. But normally, you know, when we're having those conversations with clients, we would probably focus on another platform.
And that might be something like Sitecore or the more commercial ones. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so probably something, probably more so Kentico. But this would depend on, you know, the client's budget. And some clients already come to us with the CMS that they want. You know, they could already come with a Sitecore license or a Kentico license. Yeah, so it depends.
Brilliant. Thank you. And final question, if anybody listening does want to find out a little bit more about yourself or the agency, where should they go?
Yeah, sure. Just check out cypherinteractive.com.au, so CYPHA, or you can find us on all the social channels as well.
Outstanding. Thanks, Dan. I really appreciate that.
No worries. Thanks for that.
You can get all the links and notes from this episode on happyporchradio.com. If you enjoyed the show, please spare a moment to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks for listening.